Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Fun Friday here on the show. We got a lot to talk about here today. Lance Storm. You can't spell fun without Lance Storm. He's going to be joining us here today. And we got a lot of news to talk about. And got a lot of big shows coming up this weekend and in the future. Lance is here so we can talk about some of these upcoming TNA shows. I got a TNA announcement too. And then we've got SmackDown coming up tonight. And the All Out card tomorrow, the WrestlePalooza show on ESPN tomorrow. Although, on the show the other day, we did, in fact, order the new ESPN package live here on the air. It has been done, at least in this household. I am ready to go for tomorrow. We'll see about the rest of you. And then we'll talk about all the news, including, yes, Raja Jackson was arrested, although he is already... a posted bond, I believe. I was told he had posted bond. This story, he had not posted bond yet, but I think he's out. But we'll talk about that. Also got the Dynamite numbers from Wednesday, which are interesting. Updates on Dax Harwood and Wardlow and Andrade and Gunther and a number of other topics as well. Very newsworthy day, actually, for once. So anyway, we'll get into all of that today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566 is the text message line. Should have time for a lot of those today. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo as well. $10 cameos. Can't go wrong with those. And on X and Blue Sky, I am at Brian Alvarez. So a lot to get into here today with Lance. We'll kick it off after the break, Wrestling Observer Live.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. And my God, everybody in the chat right now is talking about tomorrow and what VPN they're going to use. All thanking, though, Stephanie for advertising it on her podcast.
I've heard there's a lot of people that are unhappy because they were told they would get it with whatever their current package is, and they don't. And then there's also the issues, I guess, because there's a bundle that includes Disney Plus, and there's currently a big rash of unsubscribing to anything Disney.
Yep.
VPN and Canadian Netflix may be the way to go for some people.
Well, it's funny because on Monday, Dave and I we had that big thing on the show about what is this even on? Where is it at? You know, what's the name of it? This and that. And you know, when we do anything on the show, it then gets, you know, clipped up and then it ends up being a reel and then it ends up being this and that. And so the reel ends up going all over the place like Wednesday afternoon, which is after ESPN had changed the way everything was arranged on the website. And then they'd also had a conference call where they explained how to do it. And then it was like, look at these two idiots. It's right there on the website and it's been explained by ESPN. It's like, dude, we talked about that Monday. That was days ago. And you're just now seeing the video now. But the point is, had a lot of people saying, oh, these guys are so dumb. All you have to do is click this button, you can watch it. Click this button, you can watch it. So I'm looking at these kind of, like, on Twitter and such threads, people talking about how stupid we are because you have to click a button and watch it. And then you start going further down. It's like, wait, we have to pay too? Yeah, who's stupid now? So anyway, figure it out, guys. It's tomorrow. And we'll talk about it here in a moment. But I want to mention a couple of things. SmackDown is tonight. We have an exclusive interview with Brock Lesnar. We have Cody Rhodes making an appearance. We have Sami Zayn defending against Carmelo Hayes. That is the U.S. title match. We have Charlotte and Alexa versus Chelsea and Alba for the women's tag team titles. So four matches coming up tonight. The pay-per-view is tomorrow, WrestlePalooza. And that's got John Cena, Brock Lesnar, Cody Rhodes against Drew for the WWE title, Io Sky versus Stephanie Vaquer, CM Punk and AJ versus Seth and Becky Lynch, and Bronson Reed and Braun Breaker versus The Usos. And they had, I think on the actual, like they set up those merchandise stands and everything, and they've got like a store. Sometimes they set up a full store. And there is a shirt for the event that apparently has a three-way for the women's title. But it does not look like that match is going to be happening because Tiffany got injured on SmackDown last week doing that moonsault off the post and appears to be in concussion protocol, although they never announced that. But the day of the show, I was told, looks like concussion protocol, and then she was pulled from NXT, and so I presume it's concussion protocol. So that's coming up tomorrow in the evening. In the daytime, we have the All Out Show, which starts at 11 Pacific, 2 Eastern, with 3 tailgate brawl matches. We got Willow, Mina, Harley, and Queen Aminata against Julie Hart, Sky Blue, Megan Bain, and Penelope in a tornado tag match. We have Daniel Garcia versus Katsuyori Shibata, and we have Samoa Joe and Powerhouse Hobbs versus the Workhorsemen. That's the pre-show. The main show then has Hangman Page versus Kyle Fletcher, Copeland and Cage versus FTR, Mercedes versus Riho for the TBS title, Okada versus Takeshita and Masakura Tirada in a three-way for the unified title, Brodito, the Young Bucks, Jet Speed, and Josh Alexander and Hechicero in a ladder match for the tag titles, Hurt Syndicate versus Ricochet and Gates of Agony, John Moxley versus Darby Allin in a coffin match, Tony Storm against Tekla, Jamie Hayter, and Chris Statlander in a four-way, MJF and Mark Briscoe in a tables and tax match. You guys ready for a long show?
I think I counted 34 people on the main show. I could have missed a couple. It was a lot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33 on the main show. Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
It's going to be a long day. So the way it's working is Vinny and I are watching All Out live. We will do a post show afterwards. Later in the evening, I'm going to watch WrestlePalooza and then do a show with Dave afterwards. And then Vinny and I will review WrestlePalooza with Craig on Sunday night. That's the Brian and Vinny show schedule. And also on the Brian and Vinny show last night, which, by the way, if you're listening to this free, that's a free show. However you listen, it's up there free. We have, I have decided, I made this decision, that starting the week of October 1st, because it just happens to be 20-year anniversary of the debut of TNA Impact on Spike TV. So we're going to start watching 20 years ago on TNA Impact from 2005 on, which I remember a lot about that period, but a lot of people romanticize the period. I believe more than is justified, and we're going to find out for sure as we rewatch it. And that'll be starting every Tuesday. Every Tuesday will just be 20 years ago on TNA Impact. You can watch the shows on TNA Plus. They may be on YouTube for all I know, but we're going to go back and watch the glory days of TNA, which in fact people romanticize about enough that the beginning of the actual turnaround for TNA over the last couple of years was when they rebranded back to TNA.
Mm-hmm. But so, just for a plug, if you're considering subscribing to TNA Plus for the October 1st, 20 years ago today retro shows, sign up this week because this coming Friday you'll be able to watch Victory Road live from Edmonton as well.
Yeah, why don't you give us some thoughts on these matches? We got Ash by Elegance versus Masha Slamovich for the knockout title with Indy Hartwell as a referee.
Yep. Well,
What can you tell us about these matches?
Again, JC Jane beat Masha for the title. Ash was the one who brought it back, and now Masha wants her shot at the title. And Indy Hartwell has the winner at Bound for Glory in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh. I see. All right, we got Leon Slater and Myron Reed for the X title.
Yes, going to be a classic old school TNA X Division match. Should be fantastic.
Heather by Elegance and M by Elegance versus the Inspiration for the Knockouts tag titles.
Yep, they've been feuding for a while now, so this should be an interesting one.
Steve Maclin and Frankie Kazarian.
Yep, just recently announced. Title. Yep. I think it was just announced last night.
And Ali versus Moose.
Really?
Yeah, Mustafa Ali versus Moose. It says right there, TNA Victory Road, September 26th.
Okay. I must be confusing the match that they're involved in for Bound for Glory.
I don't see anything they're doing for Bound for Glory yet.
Well, no, but I
you know
have a match in my head that isn't this one, so it's probably the one for Bound for Glory, and we'll leave it at that.
I see. Well, we got to talk about that after the break. We got a lot to talk about after the break. We'll quickly get through the news, and then I'll get your thoughts on this title-for-title match on NXT next week. What do you think about them apples? All right, back in a moment. Observer Live.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. And yes, this weekend is the first weekend. The WWE shows will be airing on ESPN, and AEW shows will be airing on Max. If you want to save the $10 and get them through Max. So there you go. Yeah, this Tuesday, it is Trick Williams and Obafemi, title versus title. Winner allegedly will leave with both belts, which makes everything very weird because Santana is supposed to face Trick for the TNA title at Bound for Glory. And I think we ain't seen a title change. I think there's going to be a schmoz TNA invasion. But that is certainly a monkey wrench thrown into the cog of the wheel.
I don't know. There's a degree of problematics with the logic because, yes, Trick and Santana is booked, signed, and promoted for Bound for Glory. So I would really hope at least Trick retains. If he gets both belts, sweet. But, yeah, like you say, I wouldn't be surprised terribly if there was a run-in and an indecisive finish here.
Were you one of the 85 TNA talents that tweeted out your anger for this match being booked?
I did not. No.
So you're not going to run in next Tuesday?
I don't even have Twitter.
I guess that's right. Were you the one guy on Blue Sky that was angry about it? So that show also has Ash or Masha versus Indy. Guess I could have read that first. The Hardys versus Team 3D in a...
This is Bound for Glory now, not...
Yep, tables match,
Victory,
right?
Not Victory Road that's coming up, but yeah.
Tables match?
Is it? I don't know.
I thought it was. It doesn't list it as that here, but I thought that's what it was. But we do have a hardcore war. Ali, Agent Zero, John Skyler, Jason Hotch, and Tasha Steeles versus Moose, Brian Myers, Eddie Edwards, JDC, and Alicia Edwards. So that's the lineup for Bound for Glory. That show's coming up October 12. All right. Yes, everyone... What, Yeti, what are you mad about? What did I do now? I can't even read what he wrote. I must have said something dumb. Roger Jackson has been arrested and charged with a felony in connection with an incident involving Psycho Stu last month. He was arrested Thursday morning. As of this report, it says he's still behind bars, although I do believe he posted the $50,000 bond. The report does not state which law enforcement agency brought to the felony charge. LAPD was known to be investigating the incident. Took place August 23rd on Knox Pro. And if you get mad at me, don't get mad at me. I'm not making light of it. This is what Rampage said. He said he had saved money for his two Asian sons to go to college, and he had saved money for Raja to bail him out. And he apparently has been bailed out. So Stu was hospitalized for several days. They've raised more than $220,000 on the GoFundMe. And I guess there's more to come on that, but an arrest was made. So there you go. Oh, he was mad at me for saying you were the one guy on Blue Sky. I meant the one TNA talent. There's plenty. I'm on Blue Sky at Brian Alvarez. Also on X. So yeah, that's the update on Raja.
And a felony arrest at that.
Yeah, $50,000 bond makes me, I don't know, I shouldn't think about it too much, but I mean, it seems to me that if they were really going to throw the book at him, the bond would be much higher, but I guess we'll find out soon enough. The September to Remember show, this is a very interesting number. I know people don't like to talk about ratings, but I'll make it quick because it is kind of newsworthy. The show did 667,000 viewers, up 14% from last week. And the 18 to 49 was 0.14 in 18 to 49. So viewership up 14%, 18 to 49 up 7%. And
is that the 2 hours or the three?
That's for the whole show. But if you just take the 2 hours, it did significantly better because as we pretty much figured, that third hour died. And I've actually got the quarter hours here. And when I got to clarify this, by the way. So the first 2 hours, and I stick by my statement that advertising a lot of matches in advance is a benefit to your wrestling show. The entire first hour was well above average. Every single quarter was above average. And then in the second hour, when Collision started, over the course of that hour, they fell from 620 to 440. So they almost lost 200,000 viewers in that last
third hour.
But here's the thing. Even though that hour died, it still did significantly better than Collision would have been on Saturday night. So I'm not a big fan necessarily of the three-hour blocks, but this is another example that even though the third hour did very poorly compared to the first and second hour, a poor third hour of Collision on a Wednesday is way higher than a Saturday night Collision. So we'll see what they end up doing in the future. But the show opened at 746,000 viewers in a 0.16. And, I mean, it stayed strong all the way through the end. The Cope-Christian-FTR-Stokely angle and the Young Bucks promo at the beginning of their match, that hit 697,000 in from 9 to 9:15. So actually, it was a really, really good number. And, you know, part of that's branded show. I think part of that is, what did we have? I think it was 11 things announced for the show days in advance. So I think that's something to consider going forward. Dax claimed he broke his nose.
Christian broke his nose.
Well, yeah. And that guy, let me tell you. So he said he had an x-ray, and to the shock of no one, I have a severely broken nose. Everybody asked if it was legit. I don't know. I don't know if the actual, like, break is legit, but his nose was busted up bad big time. And I think there's a very good chance that's 100% legit. Because, man, you could even hear it when he hit him with that mic. Like, the mic normally makes, like, a thumping noise, like that. But this was like a thump and a crack. And he's just pouring down blood. I mean, God. But he's wrestling Saturday, he says. He's going to be there one way or the other. He's going to embarrass him.
I'm pretty sure they'd have to handcuff him backstage to not have Dax go to the ring for this match.
Yeah, and also, you know, we were talking about it the other day. You know, someone asked him on Twitter, like, what are you going to do if you lose to these guys? And I think he said, like, that'll be the end of my career as an active performer, something like that. That's just him on Twitter. There was no mention of that whatsoever on Dynamite. It's not a stipulation. It's nothing like that. We've got... Oh, I should mention this. So a few days ago, I'm not going to say where it was reported because then, you know, everyone likes to throw everybody under the bus. Look, listen, everybody gets things right and wrong. It's just the way it goes, okay? But it was reported that the original plan for All Out was actually Wardlow against Hangman Page. And if you recall that show, I was very skeptical. It made no sense to me. It sounded like a bad idea. Like, nothing against Wardlow, but, like, the dude was out for 2 years. He comes back, and he's going to be in a title match main eventing a pay-per-view? Seemed very rushed. And Tony Khan, when he did the media call yesterday, he confirmed that Wardlow was injured, but he said reports that he was going to be the challenger for the title at All Out were not true. He said it was always going to be Hangman and Fletcher, and Wardlow was not going to be in that match. And, you know, promoters say a lot of things, but I I believe this is true because it doesn't make any sense for it to have been Wardlow. So that's the update there. Also got Andrade. There was a report online that, and this was kind of weird. He was let go for whatever reason, okay? But there was a report online, might have come from The Observer, I haven't read it yet, that one of the things that they weren't happy with was his English speaking ability, okay? Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but it seems weird because they have a lot of people on that roster who speak very poor English, and they're pushed very hard. So, for example, Stephanie has a rough time. They push her. Asuka's promos are almost entirely in Japanese. Same with, like, here's the question. Is Andrade any worse at speaking English than Asuka, Kairi, Stephanie Vaquer, who else? Julia, Io. He's no worse than any of them. So I'm a little bit skeptical of that story. But I do know that there had been discussions about bringing in, remember, Jose the assistant from AEW. They were going to pair them up, and Jose was going to do, I don't know if it was like 100%, but like they talked about the possibility of him coming in as a duo, and so he could do some of the promos for Andrade. I never had a problem with Andrade at all. I thought his promos were great when he did the... when he did his promos, but...
Yeah, I've never not been able to understand him.
No. And he's got kind of a cool accent, really, when he tries. So, they had talked about that, though, so apparently there was at least something to it, but... Anyway, we got more after the break, and we'll take your text messages today. No phone calls. Text me your questions for Lance and myself. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. More after the break, Observer Live.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. If you want to send in your Q&A questions, do it right now. 425-780-7566 is the text message line. That's 425-780-7566. So Gunther, according to the Observer, is expected back very soon. He's been off for 2 months after they did an injury angle to explain an upcoming surgery for a nose issue. And I would say that expected back very soon means tomorrow. That's pretty much what I was told. So he should be back tomorrow, and if not, very shortly thereafter. But who Triple caused, H, what was that?
Who caused his injury 2 months ago?
Well, the alleged injury.
Yeah, the angle.
I think somebody, I think it was CM Punk, smashed his face into the announce table. So basically they did the same thing they did with Harley Cameron, smashing the face into something.
Oh, that's right. I remember that because I was frustrated that they credited him getting tripped and falling face first on the desk rather than the two GTSs he did next.
Yes. Well, the guy wears knee pads. The table's much more devastating. So, yeah, that's the update on him. And, yes, Triple H did a press thing or something today and said, it'll be a big show tomorrow. Lots of surprises, he said. So I would presume that that is one of them. There was a interview where Nick Khan, I guess he was talking to John Arand about when they decided, hey, we might be able to get some money to go to Towns. He said the light bulb went off when he learned that UFC got $3 million from Salt Lake City for an event. He said, I looked at our current WrestleMania deal. We were getting around $150,000 and what I call posters around the city, which is value in kind. So we got an economic impact report, and we got into the subsidy business. And that will peak in 2027 when they make about $120 million from, and it might even be more. I mean, it depends on what the main, if they get Rock and Roman Reigns in the main event, and they got two nights of WrestleMania. When I think about this, it's like they were making 50 to 60 million for one crown jewel, okay? So they're going to get not just a crown jewel, which if you ever watched those shows, they were like house shows. They're getting a WrestleMania.
Two of them, presumably.
Exactly. They're getting a second night of WrestleMania. They're getting a SmackDown. They're getting a Raw, and then like whatever they do with the Hall of Fame. They're getting four shows. They were getting $60 million for a show. So like all of these stories about how they're going to make a minimum of like $100 million is chump change, I think, at this point. When you think about what they're going to make, I bet they make close to $200 million for this weekend, especially if they get Rock and Roman Reigns. I mean, if it was even like straight across, it should be $120 million just for the two nights of Mania. But Mania is a bigger show, so I don't know what, $75 million per show? That's $150 million right now, or right there. Then you got Raw and SmackDown, the Raw after WrestleMania. I mean, I bet they make $200 million off this deal, which is much better than $150,000 for WrestleMania a few years ago. So if you're wondering why they're going to, Saudi Arabia, Now you know. $200 million would be the...
If you're not sure, play Shane McMahon's entrance music. It will let you know.
Yes.
Here comes the money.
All righty. Let's see what we got in the text message bin. 425-780-7566 is the phone number. Let's see. We got some email questions here, too. Who do you see taking the title off Tony Storm or Mercedes? Seems like there's nobody really in mind unless they start getting a big push very soon. Tony's very good at pushing his champions as never losing because it's easy for him because he doesn't beat a lot of people. But, like, building up the challenger for them sometimes can be a challenge. I have no idea who's going to beat Tony Storm and Mercedes. He's pushed them at a different level from everybody else. And, you know, their women's division right now, some people might get mad at me for this, but it's my job. Their women's division right now is very much like the men's tag team division on SmackDown. It's just they've got a lot of people involved in it, but none of them stick out. They all just wrestle each other every week. This person beats that person. This person beat that person. This 10-woman tag. This 8-woman, $100,000 match. This 4-way. It's like everybody, there's Tony and Mercedes, and there's everybody else way down here. And all the people down here, they just, and the matches are a lot better, but it's like, beat this person, beat the, so no one sticks out. Just like no one sticks out in the SmackDown tag division. Nobody sticks out as being like the next person. It'll probably
AEW women's division, at least we know the standouts are the champions.
Well, that's true.
But that's
where... Who are the tag champions on SmackDown? Anybody know off the top of their head?
No. But that's the one thing, like...
See how long it takes.
I don't agree with the logic of, well, who's next? It's like, and again, maybe I'm old school, but it's like...
Ah, they got it, the Wyatts.
Why would you need a next for Tony right now? It's like when Hogan was on top, you just ran with Hogan because he was a standout in drawing for you. And Tony is continuing
to stand out. I think it's more Mercedes. I mean, she's got 9 titles. Isn't it time for something?
I think I would think you could do something with... I'm thinking Ember now because they mentioned her on NXT, but what the heck is Ember Moon's actual real name?
Oh, but she's vanished.
Well, it doesn't mean you can't bring her back.
Well, I know, but that's like another one. It's like, where's she been?
Athena.
Athena just disappeared. So... Hey, maybe they do Tony and Mercedes again, and someone unifies all the belts. And then, can you imagine if Mercedes won 9 belts, and then her and Tony unified them into 10 titles, and Tony won, and then Tony had to go all over the world dropping the belts back?
It'd be the world's best rib. Go around the world and win all these indie titles and then drop them to one person so she has to go around the world and drop all these indie belts. Although I suspect...
I hope I didn't put that into the universe.
Many of those belts, I'm assuming, will just be mailed back.
Dude, I know you don't want to do anything anymore. I know you just want to be a backstage guy. But Brandon here says, this TNA NXT invasion needs to begin with you throwing a super kick. It's just history, brother. You can throw one super kick.
They need to give me a good advance notice just to stretch.
Golly. Well, no, it could just kick one of the smaller guys.
It's actually hard to super kick a short person. When I had the super kick Booker Wee, that is a really weird angle to throw it.
It actually is.
It is, yes. Last time I threw a super kick was New Year's Eve when I hit Judas Icarus on the Boom Show.
I mean, they're working, you know, WWE is working with AAA now, so maybe they could bring in, like, Mini Abismo Negro. You could super kick that guy. He's kind of right in the middle. He's like a really, really big mini.
So like you.
How dare you? I am well above the 5'2 limit. All right. Where's my text messages here? All right, here we go. This person here says, since Andrade was fired... was he fired or was he released? I mean, I presume
like,
he's got
his contract run out or was he cut?
He would have a 90-day no compete. Yes. I think one way or the other. The only way you don't have a non-compete is if your contract just expires and you're free. So I think he would have to sit out 90 days. This person says, notice Triple H says lots of surprises instead of great wrestling. Well, he did say that, but I don't think that means. Let's look at the card. Cena and Lesnar. Hey, listen. John Cena's babyface matches, whatever you want to say about the guy, they've been real good. And all Lesnar has to do is kill him for a long time, and then I think that match actually might be pretty good. Cody and Drew, don't even try and tell me that ain't going to be a good match. Yeah. Io Sky and Stephanie Vaquer, it's going to be a good match. Bronson and Braun versus the Usos, I don't know why that wouldn't be a good match. And then, you know, Punk and AJ Lee versus Seth and Becky, it'll be a spectacle. I don't know how good of a match it'll be.
It'll be great. It's not going to be party match 10,000 moves, but I bet you it's entertaining.
I'm sure it will be entertaining. I think that's going to be a good show, like in the ring. I guess we'll find out. Let's see. This person pointing out the Young Bucks are not in the Don Callis family, but they are aligned with him. This is in reference to, you know, they did that angle on Dynamite where they very specifically stated that Hangman put it in the contract that nobody in the Don Callis family can interfere in the match or Kyle will be stripped of the title and lose via DQ. But the wording was specifically the Don Callis family. So there are, 191 wrestlers left that probably could run in during that match. I don't know that's going to happen, but they made that point that it was the Don Callis family. So,
well, if those Bucks blow the rest of their money by Saturday, then maybe.
They are going through that money quick. Let's see. Guys, this is Ismael from Virginia. I'm a day one AEW fan, still love the product. However, some of the hotshot booking is starting to wear on me. I was greatly looking forward to the slow burn and eventual breakup of Takeshita and Okada, eventually leading to a big-time match. But before any of that, they're thrown together in a totally random three-way with a third party that is almost never on AEW television. Of course, the match will rule, but a lot of matches rule. They should have been kept separate and add the feud build to something special. It's wasteful, in my opinion, and makes it just another part of the card. I am surprised by how rapidly they're doing that. And, I mean,
but if they are going to do a long burn and this just lights the first match, and I'm thinking like a match that you light creating a flame, not a wrestling match, that if you just start the slow burn with striking the match here, the actual one-on-one confrontation can be far enough away that it'll feel new again.
Well, I'll put it this way. I have no inside information about what I'm going to say, so don't write stupid stories on the internet about this. This is not something that Tony normally does, which makes me think that there might be a reason for it. And obviously, Takeshita just won the G1. And Takeshita is going after the IWGP title, actually very shortly. They're doing the same thing they did with Zach. I think he's getting his title shot in October. So it might be a deal where in October, Takeshita's winning that IWGP title, and they aren't going to be able to put these guys together in a singles match potentially for a long time because presumably Tony doesn't want to beat Okada, and he's not going to be able to beat Takeshita. And so they had to put this together and get him in the ring together before that happened. I don't know if that's what's going on, but him rushing this makes me think something is happening that necessitates this being done quickly. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today, and this person says Jericho should return it all in, rescue Eddie Kingston from his learning tree, and then team with him to win the tag team titles. Well, that's certainly something to do. I think they got to do that Eddie Kingston. Well, I guess they don't have to, but he was injured in that match with, what's his name?
Gabe Kidd.
Gabe Kidd, so I think they probably have to figure that one out at some point. Although it wasn't on an AEW show, so they don't have to. But and Gabe Kidd's apparently dead. He got dragged off into the night.
Oh, I was wondering where you're going. I forgot about the body bag thing. I'm just like, excuse me?
Yeah. So that was something. This person says, don't start talking about how low the ratings are. The ratings are fine, everybody. I know they seem low, but they're actually doing fine. If you're really worried about the AEW ratings, instead of looking at the numbers and .14 versus .14, go and look where they rank for the night every week. If they are consistently in the top five, that means that whatever their ratings are, those are good ratings, okay? Don't compare them to the 90s. Don't compare them to even 5 years ago. Where do they rank in the cable ratings for the night? If they're in the top five, they're doing great. If they're like, what was that? I think before like NXT got hot, like sometimes they'd be like way down low. Like so far they dropped off the top 100 chart. I mean, that's bad. But obviously they're on a CW now, they're doing much better. So that's how you should determine whether they're doing well or not. Once they start, you know, not being in the top 10, not being in the top 20, now yes, they're doing bad numbers. Consistently in the top five, number one for the night, they're doing fine. So Anyway, we got to wrap it up. We'll be back later on this weekend with a lot of shows for subscribers. So sign up however you're watching or listening to this. YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, WrestlingObserver.com, and enjoying the fun. So that's it. Thanks, Lance, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.